Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, we're back right here on the Morning Crossfire to have a conversation. Of course, we call it the Crossfire on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartels. We want to take your thoughts. It's just going to be me and you this morning. And of course, I want to take your thoughts on the issue on the table. And because we're getting ever closer, all right, we're getting ever closer to a point where we might see Nigerians having a change. And that change may be a point of no return. Your thoughts are welcome on the number we should advertise. I think a main line is still down, so alternative line is available to you. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. That's the number to call, 0201-465-7190. And of course, our WhatsApp number for your WhatsApp messages, we'll take your WhatsApp voice notes, we'll also take your WhatsApp phone calls, is 0809597-5805. 0809597-5805. I'll take it again, 0809597-5805 for your WhatsApp contributions. And on Facebook, we're at Nigeria Info FM, sorry, Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. That's a Facebook page, Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. Be careful you don't click on a fake page. So you look at how many followers does this page have. And we have more than 200 followers and likes. So you know that that is the correct page. All right, Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. And then on Twitter, you can search for us at Nigeria Info FM. It's a verified account, simple as that, Nigeria Info FM. We're also streaming on Facebook and YouTube. For YouTube, just simply search for Nigeria Info FM. It's a verified YouTube account. And please, while you're there, can you kindly click on the subscribe button? Can you kindly click on the subscribe button and also on the notification bell, so that whenever we are live or we put up a video, you will know. We stream our programs live right there. And if I see a comment on YouTube while we're streaming live, I will read that comment. If I see a comment on YouTube while we're streaming live, I will read that comment. I'll quickly remind you that we're giving out 10,000 naira to 5 lucky winners, courtesy One Play Lottery. All you have to do is head onto the One Play Lottery website. That's oneplay.ng, www.oneplay.ng, www.oneplay.ng. And you can have your say, www.oneplay.ng. You please click on the box that has a Nigerian Info logo. All right, box that says Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3, Nigeria Info 99.3. What am I even saying? Click on that box. There's a button that says play for 500 naira. So once you click on the button, it'll take you to another page where you can enter your details, enter your phone number and all that and pay. All right. And then before I leave the studio, we'll do the live draw. I'll pick the 5 lucky persons who will win 10,000 naira. It's a lottery. All right. So when you play, you play to win, and the more you play, the more your chances of win. But please play responsibly. Don't go and use all your money to play. Play responsibly, and it's also not for persons under the age of 18. All right. That being said, let's get to the conversation. Now, should Nigeria adopt the parliamentary system? Should Nigeria adopt the parliamentary system? Is a simple question I'd like you to answer this morning on the Crossfire. Should Nigeria adopt the parliamentary system? Is a simple question. All right, we've been hearing several calls for Nigerians to adopt the parliamentary system. The latest happens to be Professor Patutomi, but of course before Professor Patutomi said that, we had a group of elders who had a conference where they called for restructuring, amongst other things, Nigeria to adopt the parliamentary system of government. And before that, members of the House of Representatives, led by Minority Leader Kingsley Chinda, who represents the Gupi Lobo-Biapo federal constituency in Rivers State, had also begun consultations. The House of Reps in particular began consultations with stakeholders with a view to introducing a parliamentary government bill. All right. And of course, they are 60 members of the House of Representatives who are pushing a bill to return the country to from the presidential system to the parliamentary system. They visited several persons like Alhaji Aminu Dantata, elder statesman who is in Kano, is a business mogul as well, Yono Dantata. They've also visited the leaders of the Arewa Consultative Forum. They visited the leaders of Afenifere. They also paid a courtesy call on Chief Edwin Clark. These are elder statesmen and leaders of thought in different parts of the country. You know, they visited Edwin Clark. Also, he had some things to say about that. Who else? You know, several elder statesmen, all in a bid to canvass for support for this particular bill to be introduced. That is introducing switching Nigeria back to the parliamentary system. Of course, most of you already know what a parliamentary system entails or what a parliamentary system is, which is basically a country that operates one parliament. Well, not one parliament, sorry. How do I put it now? A country that operates a parliament as the main organ of government, okay? So whereas Nigeria has executive and legislature, for a parliamentary system, you'd have the legislature basically forming the government. The legislature will form the government. So you have a head of government who most likely will be a prime minister who should have a parliamentary seat. All right? Who should have a parliamentary seat. Some countries have what we call a parliament, but they don't run the parliamentary system. Some countries have a hybrid, you know. Some countries have a mixture. They have their own creation. Yeah, and we have different examples around the world. But basically, of course, if you have a parliamentary system of government, which Nigeria had before, it means that the president or the prime minister will be from amongst the parliamentarians. So you all go to an election, you choose the parliamentarians, and they, the party that has a majority, that wins the election, depending on what the constitution says, if it's a simple majority, for instance, that party will produce the leadership of the country. We've seen in some countries they have an allowance or provision for the formation of coalition. In Nigeria, we have coalition. All this coalition doesn't amount to much because it's merely verbal support, you know, because there's the parties who say, oh, we're forming a coalition, or the candidates who say, okay, I'm stepping down to support APC or PDP or LP during an election, will not necessarily give the or hand fiscal votes over to the candidate they are stepping down to support. Or if they form a coalition and then their candidate steps aside and says, okay, our coalition is pushing this person, it does not automatically translate into fiscal votes. But you see, for the parliamentary system, if the constitution of that country allows for coalition forming, that coalition will definitely hand fiscal votes to the winner, all right, or to whoever they're supporting. So, for instance, in Germany, let's just say you have a coalition of the Green Party and the CDU, for instance. I don't follow German politics as much as I used to. Let's say the CDU has 50 votes and the Green Party, if they still exist, has 30 votes, and they get parliamentary seats, and then they get up to 80. And the other party has less than that, they get to win, you know. So we see for coalition forming in Italy, in India, we see it in Israel, where they can form coalitions to win an election. You see it happening in Germany, like I mentioned. So it could be that we might have someone win a party win the election, but doesn't have enough seats to form a government. All right, they have the majority in parliament, but maybe by the constitution they don't have enough seats to form a government. Then they'll be forced to enter into a coalition with another party, you know. And in countries where you have politics of ideology, you have these other parties who maybe share a similar ideology. It could be left of center, center right, and right, you know, right wing party or right or center left and leftist party. you know, form a coalition, so on and so forth. So it's quite an interesting dynamic. Now, proponents of the parliamentary system in Nigeria always use one term, cost of governance. Cost of governance. All right. Proponents of the parliamentary system use a term, cost of governance. For instance, let's look at what the House of Reps is saying. Kingsley Chinna, minority leader, described the current presidential system as laborious. All right. He says it is laborious. He adds that it is putting undue burden on the nation. Okay, this is when they went to meet the Arewa Consultative Forum. Says it's putting undue burden on the nation. Okay. A change of style that will make government decisions arrive at easier and execution carried out easier is what he said. It says a change of style that will make everybody in public office not be a passerby, not be sleeping, but be on his toes, and to be the best to our country, Nigeria, is what he said. Now, it is worthy to note that in a parliamentary system, for instance, it depends on what rules are agreed to. But most times you see that since the president or the prime minister is a member of parliament, he or she is also expected to be there, you know, to answer questions. He's one of them, you know. And if he's not doing well, he or she can be removed. All right, so what do you think about this? 0700-993-993-993. I want us to talk about this. Also, I said earlier, Professor Pato Tomi is the latest to have come out to talk about this as well a couple of days ago, where he, of course, said that there should be a genuine commitment to transition Nigeria from the current presidential system to a parliamentary system. All right? And so he's supporting that. He's saying that any system of government or governance in a country can work in Nigeria, all right, if the leadership of the country is honest enough to drive it with the general interests of the people at heart. You know, as quoted in the Punch newspaper. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Indeed, when Nigeria had a parliamentary system, there were challenges. So I want us to talk about this in light of that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kofi, good morning.
Yeah, welcome. What's your name and the contribution, please?
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Aja.
Welcome, Olumuyiwa.
We know that the way the country is going, we need restructuring. But any restructuring they want to do now, without carrying on the citizen alone, people should not accept it. Left for me, if that's my own opinion, we want regional system. Nigeria is a country of over 250 countries, ethnicity and languages in one country. So we want regional system whereby in the east, they can have one person come out as a president, they vote for him. In the west, in the north, then we now have one person in the Aso Rock that will now be in charge of our security. So whatever the Yoruba or the Igbo, the Hausa make, they used to develop their own state or their own country and give maybe 25% to the federal for security. That is what we want. We don't want something
Olumuyiwa, I'm not talking about restructuring generally. I would like to believe you heard my question. And for emphasis, I'll repeat again.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Nigeria transit to the parliamentary system?
I have answered you. I say yes, but not what we want right. Is regional system.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, good morning. All right. Sorry about that. We lost your call. 0201-465-7190. We're also taking calls on WhatsApp to where I go to now. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Lekan Olufela from Ifo.
All right, Lekan, welcome. Your contribution, please.
Yeah. Well, my own issue is this. If we return to parliamentary system, are we going to import people from USA or UK to come around Nigeria? The issue, the problem in Nigeria is basically corruption. If you change the system and the people are still the same, you are still going to get the same results. So unless we eradicate corruption through strict laws and rules, then offender is strictly punished. We are not going anywhere. the same people who have been ruling Nigeria, if they change to another system, mm-hmm. without there won't be any change, mm-hmm. because the corruption is endemic. It's like in our nature. Until we eradicate it, they are the same people who still be the leader and still be embezzling money. The money, if we are using the money that is given, right, to do a particular project, there won't be any problem.
All right, thank you very much.
So that's just it.
Thank you very much for your time. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
Yeah, welcome. Name and the contribution.
This is the Merchant Man. I think when you...
Yeah, Merchant Man. Hello, Merchant Man. Yeah. You've called already today. We have a one caller, one call policy for now.
Throughout the day, that means I won't contribute in Joyce's program and the rest of it.
No, you can contribute in Joyce's program, but what I'm saying is...
Let me just quickly make...
Sorry, sir. On my program, just send a message. Just allow others. I'm so sorry. All right, 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi Better International.
All right, thank you very much. What's your name?
My name is Godwin, calling from Loshorolakwe.
Welcome.
Yes, my contribution is this. It's just like, it is a good idea, a situation whereby the cost of governance can be reduced to a minimal level. But the big question mark there is this. The people that are coming to be in charge,
yes,
are we going to import them from Britain or America? So, the only major thing is this. They need to enact a very serious stiff penalty for offenders and corrupt rulers. Mm. That if you steal 50,000 naira, then you go for 5 years imprisonment.
All right.
But if you steal 100,000 naira, you go for 10 years imprisonment.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is enacted with and follow up.
Thank you.
Then that is only remedy for the situation.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, Colin. Okay, so is it just about corruption that, it may not work because of corruption? Are there other dynamics involved that we need to look at? On WhatsApp, Simon in Lekki sent his message in. Simon says, who are the people going to practice the so-called parliamentary system of government? Is it not the same grasshoppers we have today? Hey, Abba Simbok. He says, let them approve it. And that's when you see Nigeria's kind of parliamentary system. Our leaders are fantastically corrupt. Simon and Lekki. All right. But some will argue that if it's corruption, maybe in the legislature, for instance, won't it just be one? It's better to have one by one budget padding than two now. What do you think about that? We have an next listener. 99.3, good morning. Your name and contribution.
Good morning. I am Pastor Adiola from Suleri.
All right. Please turn off the radio where you are.
Am I okay?
No, turn off the radio, please.
I'm far off from the radio now. Are you hearing me?
It's better. Pastor, go on.
Okay. Parliamentary system, I think, is better. But the only flaw in it is that at that time we used to have it. It became very increasingly difficult to form government. Because
sure.
if a majority party wins, and he won on say that fraud or something, it's fraudulent.
Yeah.
The other parties will disagree. We used to have it in Nigeria before.
Yeah.
And they'll say, okay, you can go alone and do your own. Go ahead and form your government. And it becomes increasingly difficult to form government.
Yeah.
So that is why they introduced the presidential system whereby you don't need to lobby or go to other parties to negotiate and things like that. So that if you win, just win all out. If you win the whole country, you win.
True.
So there will be no need for negotiating with other parties.
Thank you very much. You're absolutely right with your historical analysis right there. I wasn't around at that time, but I've read about it. He's saying it as it is. We'll come back from a short break because the situation in neighboring Togo has also given another twist to a potential parliamentary switch in Nigeria, where people may not have a chance to, like the Togolese are saying, some of them, choose their president by themselves. We'll be right back. Okay, we have a commercial up next. After that message, we'll be right back. We're taking your thoughts on this debate. Like I said, said several leaders of thought, opinion, elder statesmen have spoken on this. For instance, Pa Adebanjo of Afeni Fair has spoken in support. Pa Edwin Clark has spoken in support. Dan Tata has spoken in support. We have 60 House of Reps members and so on and so forth. Paratomi as well. So we'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are back. Oh my, we are back. Well, let me do that in the spirit of Professor Pat Tutomi, who is, I think, one of the latest to weigh in on this issue of the parliamentary system and whether Nigeria needs to get back there. And for those who don't know, that was a signature line when he was a host of Patito's Gang on television. I think for a long time that was the only program that discussed politics and the state of the nation, and just without any chains, and they were just free to talk about what they want to talk about. When Nigerian media and in particular television, it's largely, people are just afraid to talk about government because we're still recovering from the military days, and Patricio's Gang was quite lively. So he used to say that, well, I had to do that because he is one of those dramatist personnel in our topic today. Professor Patutobi, good morning to you. How are you? He is waiting on this talk or debate about whether Nigeria should get back to the parliamentary system. And he, according to an article in the Punch, is saying that the parliamentary system is good for Nigeria. Okay? And he supports a switch back to the parliamentary system from the presidential system. And, of course, he's also weighing in, saying that the present crop of Nigerian leaders have allowed themselves to be driven by what he calls a quest for personal possession. What the paper says, rather. She's stressing that leadership is about betterment of the vast majority rather than a privileged few. So maybe he feels the parliamentary system is better. In fact, this is what he says as quoted by the paper. He says, quote, "It is true that systems have consequences. A parliamentary system is much cheaper. All right, much cheaper to run." This is a political economist, though. For those who are saying it's not going to be cheaper. He says much cheaper to run than the presidential system. Even the nature of canvassing for the office, which is the root of corruption, he said, is different. All right. In terms of accountability, Patutomi says it is easier to hold people accountable in the parliamentary system because a government can fall at any time. And once there is a vote of no confidence, the government falls and a new government has to emerge. But in the presidential system, the president holds you hostage for 4 years and you can't hold them to account. That's what he says. And he said something that made me laugh a bit. if you read the interview that he had with the Punch, probably we'll have him here next time, have him for some other topic or something, we can ask him this question. But he says, one clown, he described the presidential system as one clown, a system where one clown, runs all over the country sharing money, and the next morning you call him president. Hey, Chenekeme. One clown runs all over the country sharing money, and the next morning you call him president. But is the parliamentary system necessarily the panacea for all that Nigerians do not like about the politics of the day and all the problems in the country? Will it change anything, really? Will it change anything? But this whole debate in recent weeks was started by the House of Representatives, which forms the basis for our discussion this morning. In particular, 60 members of Nigeria's lower legislative house have been going around the country on consultation, speaking to leaders of thought and opinion, leaders of different social, political and cultural organizations, canvassing for their support, and most of them are saying they support this. And this group is led by the minority leader of the House of Representatives, Honorable Kingsley Chinda, who feels that it will be easier to govern Nigeria if you have a parliamentary system. The likes of Alhaji Aminu Dantata, the Kano elder statesman and business mogul, the likes of Pa Edwin Clark, the Niger Delta leader, the likes of Pa Ayo Adebanjo of Afeni Fere, I know why I described that, and so on and so forth. have all spoken about this. But are there other disadvantages to this? For instance, let's look at what the Togolese are saying. For years, Togo has been ruled by two people. Indeed, Togo has had a democracy, you know, but what is democracy in the real sense of the word? Yasemi Yarima ruled Togo for decades and then handed over to his son, Foria Simbi, who's been there for decades as well. And of course, the likes of Gail Christo Limpio, who tried to wrest power from Yasemi Yarima, paid the price. Okay? Right now, the Togolese opposition are saying, they've been long suffering. In fact, at the point, the Togolese opposition was opposition in diaspora. They feel that this move by Yarima, there's been a development, but I won't talk about that now. But this move by Yarima on Yasimbe, to the parliament under Yasimbe to switch the country to the parliamentary system, it will disenfranchise voters from choosing their president or their prime minister, their leader, the head of state or head of government. And that to an extent is true, because technically you don't choose the president, or practically you don't choose the president. Literally, you don't choose the president or the head of government. All right, you vote for your parliamentarian, who will be called honorable this and honorable that. All right, you vote for your member of parliament, and then they sit down and decide who is going to be the party's leader. You know, you may already know who the party's leader is. For instance, in the UK, you have the leader of the Conservative Party, the Tories, who is Rishi Sunak. Okay, after who stepped down, Theresa May. Was it Theresa May? No, the other lady. What was the name? The new one. What was her name again? I can't remember. After she stepped down, he became the leader of the party and automatically the prime minister. All right. In the UK still, the leader of the Liberal Party in the UK will become the prime minister if the party wins the election. So I already know who he is. You know, we already know who he is. In Canada, the head of the Liberal Party in Canada is Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and so on and so forth. So it could be argued that the people will know who will become their prime minister or the head of government if a party wins, you know. So I don't know what you think about that. Anyway, let's go back to the phone line. 0201-465-7190. Good morning. Hello, good morning. All right, sorry about that. Please call back. Will this disenfranchise Nigerians or not? Will this disenfranchise Nigerians or not? We can learn from the Togo experience as we speak. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi Batex.
Good morning. Please go on.
I'm from India. My take on this issue is that it's not the system of government that matters, but the people that are running the government. The biggest problem we've had so far is that we don't have a nationalist in the mold of Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, the late Chief Obafemi Awolowo, that was never president. So all we need is a transparent, free and fair election that will usher in such nationalists. Already we have seen some people that are showing flashes of true nationalism. You know, such people can never get into the system with the present way of doing things in Nigeria. So, but under a free and fair election, they will have their chance. And that is the way to go.
All right.
Thank you, Kofi, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you calling in. Okay, I made a mistake. I was trying to refer to the Labour Party in the UK, where Keir Starmer, who is an Arsenal fan, a very affable gentleman, is the leader. I think before now it was, what was the name of the other guy again? Jeremy Corbyn. 99.3, good morning. We lost your call there. Okay, sorry about that. a message here. This one says it's a brilliant idea to bring back the parliamentary democracy, where the legislators will be appointed as council of ministers as well, and their leader will be the head of government. But my concern is, do we still need bicameralism in parliament? Because I want unicameral legislature, where the head of legislature is prime minister and the head of council of ministers, so we won't be appointing jobless people outside government, like the presidential system. Okay, very affordable for Niger. Kelvin from Niger. Yeah, I think that's what the House of Reps members are proposing, because we had Kingsley Chinda there say that it will be, what do you call it again, cheaper. He'll be on the program soon. He's saying it will be cheaper. All right, 99.3, good morning.
Hello, Kofi, good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Market Woman.
All right, Market Woman. Yeah, welcome. Have you called today?
No. Okay. Have you heard my voice today?
Have you called today is a simple answer. No, yes, sir. Or no. Very good. Please go on.
Thank you. There is no system you will put in place in this country that will work now. Our problem is the people ruling it.
Okay.
That is our problem. And again, our law is not being strengthened. So they should put those things in places, laws that can get these people out of power. Not that when you buy this for judges, buy this for increase their salary, give them all sorts of things, they cannot be able to talk. We don't want those kind of system of government. So these people, they are our problem, not the system. Thank you.
All right. The system is not the problem, but the people, politicians are the problem. Mark Roman, it's good to hear from you. Thank you very much for your call. A message here says, the problem of Nigeria today is not the type of government we are running, but the type of people that are running the government. Bring monarchy or parliamentary system, nothing will work as long as these crop of politicians are alive. Innocent Inoshuni, thank you very much. Are the politicians really the problem of Nigeria? Mrs. Abuli Nkoru says, as beautiful as the parliamentary system of government sounds, the only snag is it can't thrive or hold sway in Nigeria. You'll discover that those who will eventually implement it will be the ones to cut corners, mar the process altogether. Bottom line, restructuring and total overhaul of the entire government is a welcome development. Okay, good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Another one here reads, if we change our system of government, I don't know why you're... and we fail to change the negative mentality of Nigeria public office holders or Nigeria's public office holders. Okay, we're heading nowhere. Religious leaders should help change the mentality of Nigerian leadership. All right, thank you very much. Jimmy Lomak is in Jos. He says the parliamentary system of government reminds me of what you said this morning about putting new wine in old bottle. Our problem is corruption. He says, sorry about that. Our problem is corruption and non-implementation of constitutional law. Until that is done, Nigeria will keep running a rat race. Jimmy, good to hear from you. We have a call on Skype. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Your name and contribution, please.
Yeah, my name is Ayo.
Ayo, where are you listening to us from?
Yeah, I'm listening from the UK.
Okay, Ayo, welcome.
Yeah, honestly speaking, I actually love the parliamentary system of government because it has a very high level of accountability. But if you remember, in the First Republic, we were actually practicing the parliamentary system, and then the politicians found a way to ruin it by rigging.
Right.
So I agree with the other caller that, you know, no matter the system you bring, it's the people that would spoil it. So honestly, it's like a paradox. Right. I really don't know what system will work. What will work? Really, the current set of politicians we have, we really need to get them out. And you were trying to remember Liz Strauss.
Yeah, Liz Strauss. I mean, she was so brief, I can't even remember her name.
Exactly, very brief.
So brief.
They didn't even let her breathe.
I'm telling you, just left as quickly as she came. Brother, thank you. You're a good student of history. For you to remind us of the difficulties Nigeria faced when it adopted the parliamentary system back in. It was chaotic, really. Yes, indeed. Yes, all right.
And it was wonderful. It was so wonderful. Everybody was developing at their pace.
Yeah.
But then they just wanted to remove, they just had to rig it and ruin it for us. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Some will also argue that And because, of course, the presidential system creates a very powerful president, and the Nigerian constitution gives the president sweeping powers, really. The constitution gives the president almost a blank check, this present constitution. And it's almost, even if in the what the people get as benefits of the constitution, someone say it gives it to you with the left hand and takes it away with the right hand. Because you read the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in 1999 as amended, which I've read at least twice, and you realize that some of the benefits and rights that Nigerians have, still another section will take it away. But some will also argue that Nigerians need a president with sweeping powers. Look at the parliament, for instance, the House of Reps and the Senate. Are they able to stay together? Are they able to stay united? Are they able to stay stable? Imagine the National Assembly now being the one running the country. I'm just saying, that's another argument. That's another side of it that someone can raise. We have a very shaky legislature, which, you know, we're still trying to see how strong they can be. Maybe another point could be that, well, the legislature itself is also not strong because they are not totally independent of executive influence, and that's why they are not strong. But give them that independence and the power, you know, to determine who becomes a leader of government, and you see them flourish. That could be another argument. But, well, some will say Nigeria needs a strong leader, because when you have the parliament, there's chaos. They'll be spending time fighting to determine who, or to remain in power, determine who. And then that chaos that we see every day, or every week, or every month, will now play out in our national lives, and the country will stall. All right? Country will stall. Is it a parliament where we don't see people in their seats half of the year? Or the parliament where they give themselves holidays half of the year, off days, you know? So the arguments here and there, you know, but your thoughts are welcome. But those who say that Nigeria had issues when the country practiced the parliamentary system briefly, there were issues. There were real serious issues. But maybe those issues were for that time, and we can look for ways to, you know, ensure that systems are put in place to prevent those from happening again. I want your thoughts. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Godwin, calling from Sangot.
All right, Godwin, welcome.
Yeah, parliamentary system. To me, it's like a dog going back to his vomit. It has happened before. And the reason we all know, you've explained a little. So, and another thing you look into it, what caliber of people wants to run that parliamentary system? Is it not the same human being we are having here? Do they come from the space? They will still play out the Nigerian character in that system. Let me tell you, when we are in military, we said it is military, we don't want it, it's not there. We have called, they say democracy, or we cry for that democracy. Now we are in the democracy. Today we are still crying for another type of democracy. What will work? It is our character that will change, not democracy or military or monarchy or what. Our character, build strong institutions. What happened to the presidential? I know you might be running it. We don't think it's wrong. Right. It's our character.
All right.
It's our character. Build strong institutions.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Build strong institutions, he says. Dio Dada is on Facebook. He says, Christ came as a leader that sacrificed his lifetime, fed the needy, saved lost souls. But what have the rulers done? Your rulers done? They came to do vote buying, Agbero intimidation, pocket institutions, and making them ineffective. A kind of long message, which I wish you could address the topic on the table this morning. Okay, I see some more messages here. This one says, as long as the National Assembly members will choose the president, then nothing will change. Haven't you noticed how they seem to hardly be any dissenting voice whenever a bill is put forth that favors the presidency? Genesis from Bariga. All right, Genesis. But maybe it's because they don't have that freedom, and they are not free from that undue influence of the executive, which may not be there if they are the ones in charge. I don't know. I'm just asking. Ofe Jr. says that nothing is wrong with the presidential system, just that it is expensive. Parliamentary system will not change anything as long as Nigerians operate it. Nigeria is too corrupt. They can manipulate the system. All right. You remind me of the Italian experience. You know, Italy, sometimes they change their prime minister every six months. They'll fight, or they will slap themselves. They will pull their chairs off. They will throw chairs at each other. It will change the prime minister. After 3 months, there will be another scandal. They will vote him out. put another one in. You know, it's been a long 4 years. Italy has had an unstable, you know. I think in India, in their own parliament, they had to weld the chairs to the ground because they were always fighting. Yeah, they'll be throwing chairs at each other and it was so unstable. I don't know, but that's democracy, some would say. That's democracy, you know. All right, I'll take a last message here. This one says, okay, this is not considering what we're talking about. We have to go. This one says, problem of a country is likened to someone who has inbuilt body odor. No matter how many times he or she changes the clothes in the day, the odor permits. Oh, emits, please let us kill corruption and change our dirty ways of life. Then it'll work. Okay, Idara, good morning. It's good to hear from you. We come back, I'll do the One Play live draw. We have a quick message and I'll read a couple of messages before we go and we'll pick you one. Keep playing, www.oneplay.ng. Okay. All right. I think I've cleared those messages. This one says, imagine the current National Assembly was parliament, and then they choose Akpabio to be the prime minister without your say. And he'd be going around the country throwing tantrums and fighting who no fighter. We'll be right back.
Flights travel a wolf. Book your tickets on Access More app and save 20,000 naira for shopping every day from March 28th to April 10th.
This is an infomercial.
That last message is funny, oh. But come on, if we had a parliamentary system, I assure you Akpabio won't be the prime minister. Because first of all, you have to be the leader of the party. Akpabio won't be the prime minister because he's new in APC. He's even new, relatively new in the Senate. You know, but maybe because the president wants him to be there, that's why he's there. So if we had a parliamentary system, Tinubu will have to win a parliamentary seat here in Lagos, his constituency, wherever it is. And then if they win the majority in the National Assembly or the parliament, then he can be the leader. But you see, the thing about it is we'll see a lot of regional politics and tribal politics, because a particular part of the country can say, okay, we have the majority of seats, we have the majority of people, let's just have our own party. And then a part of the country may not be able to produce the prime minister because they don't have as many seats as another part of the country, and then we now start, you know, fighting ourselves. You know, based off Hausa, Yoruba, and Igbo and all that. You know, there was a reason why Nigeria switched to the presidential system in 1979 with a 1979 constitution. We don't have time for that, but you can Google it, read on. There's a lot of it on the internet. There's a reason why Nigeria switched to the presidential system in 1979. But the parliamentary system has benefits. And the question is up to you, Nigerians, to decide what system of government you want to run. All right? That's the question. And we'll continue this conversation and this debate as the days and weeks approach. My name is Kofi Bartels. So let's take a commercial. I'll be back to say goodbye right here on the Morning Crossfire. Please stay with us.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Anyway, I'm just going to leave that aside for now. Please follow me on Twitter at Kofi_Bartels, at KOFI_BARTELS, and on Facebook, search for Kofi Bartels on air. That's KOFIBARTELS on air. And on Instagram, Kofi Bartels. That's KOFIBARTELS, one word. But on Twitter, there's an underscore in between. Good morning to Tobolski, who says it's just a way out of bad system. We copied the owners of Nigeria, like Dante acknowledged earlier this year, that a parliamentary system is the solution. Uche on Twitter still says our presidential system is winner takes all. Let's go back to the parliamentary system where we can hold people responsible for their actions and inactions. Okay, thank you very much. We'll take the news at 9 up. Next after that, Jimmy Disso comes your way with Daily Digest. And I'll be back tomorrow with the Morning Crossfire. Have a fantastic day. Kofi Bartels signing out. Good morning.